Today on the program, Quincy City Councilor at Large Noel DeBona is joining us to talk about his future. Noel, good to see you. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me this morning, Joe.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too, as in person, right? You and I have talked virtually for your past 2 years as council president with those city council updates.
So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. But things are changing in your world, it sounds like.
It sure is,
yeah,
Joe.
You
know,
on?
We're looking to run for Register of Deeds.
Yeah, when I first
Norfolk
heard about
County.
That, I said, What? What's he doing?
You know, I've run countywide before at Register of Probate 4 years ago, and I was an employee for the Registry of Deeds for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw how things were going on over there at the registry, and I think I can do, and I know I can do a better job.
So this has been going on, thinking about it
this
for a while
has been
now?
Something that's been thought about for, I would say, you know, close to a year.
Okay.
Close to a year, and being an employee there, I gave the respect to the register that I would do the duties of, you know, being the Director of Administrative Services.
Right.
But back in this past February of 2024, which is 2 months ago, I left, no longer an employee at the Registry of Deeds.
Okay, all right. So are you doing anything else in the interim?
Right now I'm not. No, I'm just being a city councilor at large, and I really love the position as well.
Mm.
Being an employee for full-time at the Registry of Deeds for the last 3 years, mm-hmm. so, you know, the city council has been supplemental. It's been good.
Yeah.
At large, it's been fantastic. I'm in my ninth year. The last 2 years I've been council president, 2022 and 23, which were a phenomenal 2 years, getting out of the COVID regime, I guess I could call it,
right.
Getting back to in-person meetings.
Sure. Were you at the sheriff's office also?
I was at the sheriff's office for 4.5 years prior to that. So since 2016, Joe, I've been at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office and then Norfolk County Registry of Deeds. So, I've been in county government for a little while now, so it's been great.
Yeah. So what happened to running for mayor of Quincy, Noel?
Well, you know something, Tom Koch has done a great job. He is a person who is done working with him, being on the council. I never wanted to run against Tom Koch. So, it doesn't keep a lot of alternate things to do. So what I did is I went into the county for the last, eight years, I guess, being in the county. So county government type of thing,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like what Tim Cahill did back in the day. He was a city councilor at large and obviously was, the treasurer, Norfolk County, and then became the state treasurer. But I see a niche over there in county government. And I really liked it, working at the sheriff's office, then at the Registry of Deeds. And I know I can bring something to Quincy as well as Norfolk County.
Hmm.
So, alternately, obviously the city council position is not a full-time employment. So all of us on the council pretty much have full-time jobs. So
right.
County government and working, especially the last 3 years, working with the county commissioners. The three county commissioners, we have Joe Shea that represents Quincy, Peter Collins in Milton, and Dick Stady in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
Only one representative per town throughout the county, so the three county commissioners, and then working with John Cronin, the director of the county
of
Norfolk.
Okay, so there are, I think, 28 communities in Norfolk
28
County?
Communities in Norfolk County. There's also an advisory board that underneath that. And, the register has to go in front of the, it's almost like the checks and balances of here in city government where the mayor has the city council where the checks and balances are the same. It has to be run by the county commissioners for approval, and then it's got to go through a finance committee, which is 5 members of the advisory board, and then the advisory board of 28 members.
Okay. So do you feel you've gotten your name out across the county?
I think so. The last race is 4 years ago, especially here in Quincy. The neighboring towns, being in those different communities, they know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the name. I've kind of met you before. I've seen you before. I mean, it's a distinct look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you think you need to be an attorney to be the registered?
No, not at all. No? It's a managerial job.
Okay.
It's a managerial position. You're basically maintaining and protecting, records throughout the Norfolk County. It's a managerial job. I've seen that the register can be very hands off and managing the group and the core.
Mm-hmm.
Having a first register and a second register be very, very important for your agency to run correctly. You have to have a good staff.
Sure.
A lot of employees have come out of that Registry of Deeds that have left prematurely.
Hmm.
And I don't want to talk more about that at a later date.
Okay.
But like myself, I like the position, But
what was your specific job?
I was a director of administrative services.
Okay.
I also oversaw the plan room as well as the customer service. And it was a good position until the register comes into the operation, I guess I could say. And it's a different type of environment. The Bill O'Donnell that you know outside is not always the Bill O'Donnell that you really know as a you know, basically the register. What you basically can do is all the meetings, especially if they relate to the Registry of Deeds, is the budget and everything is on the commissioner's page. So if you go to Norfolk County Commissioners and you Google that in and you go to agendas and minutes, you can look up every particular meeting every week. So they meet once a week, and the Registry of Deeds is on there quite a bit over the last 3 years since I've been there, and over the last 5 years. All the budgets are on there too. You can see the different budgets from FY21 up to FY25, which is going on right now.
Right.
Some of the issues that are going on at the registry that I felt that is I think the registrar has gotten away from the primary purpose of the job, the primary purpose and duty of the job. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Joe, but he was asking for $100,000 for attorney fees. And take it a step further, he's basically sued the county commissioners, all three of the county commissioners, the county director, and the advisory board.
Yeah,
members.
This is involving the information technology.
Information
position.
Technology right. and position, but also on top of that, he wants the funding to allow him to continue to sue them. Hmm. And you know, Joe Shea, former city clerk here in Quincy for many, many years, very revered and loved, and there's a lot of bickering going on in the county government. I think the registrar has gotten away from the primary purpose of the position. I think, you know, we need to bring it back to the Paul Harolds, you know, that unfortunately passed away in office back in, you know, 2002, 2003 when he was in office. The registrar has been in that position for 22 years as well. I think it's just time for a change, Joe.
Okay, so was it this controversy over the information technology position that kind of spawned you to think
it's
about
part of it.
Part
it's
of it?
Part of the position, but also just the employees. Making sure that you have an efficient employees and treating them with respect. A lot of things that are going on in that registry, if he was in an appointed position, I think he would be removed from office, to be honest with
really?
You. Yeah, that's my personal opinion.
Okay. Yep.
And if you don't believe me or don't think that I'm on the right page, you can contact the county commissioners and ask them. I mean, there's litigation going on right now, and it's over at, you know, all different courts and stuff. So. Proof is in the pudding. I'd like folks out there to go to these web pages, the county commissioner's page, and do your research for yourself if you want. It won't take that long to get onto the agendas and minutes, and then you can go back and you can look at the budgets and see that, you know, a lot of things just don't match up. The information technology, the chief has never left the building, and he was, you know, complaining over the last few years that, you know, we needed the chief information technology officer, and the person's never really left the building. It's just consolidated within the county government. Obviously, you go through some financial strains as time goes along. Deeds excise was upwards of $4 million that was just placed in there. There was also a fire back in 2021,
right.
February.
Yep.
I think you're familiar with a lot of these topics.
Yes, sure.
They, you know, but the public needs to know that, you know, it's just not going in the right direction.
Okay.
I felt like it's my obligation as a former employee, as well as the other employees that have gone through the registry over the many, many years. It's 20 to 30 folks that you can name that have gone through the registry that no longer are there, and they prematurely left. They either early retired or they left the position. Because of just a little, I would say, mismanagement.
And just
treat employees correctly, that's all.
So what is required now to get your name on the ballot?
We need 1,000 signatures. It's been great. We pulled papers on Thursday, and we've already gotten 250 signatures in the last 2 days. And
okay.
we took Easter off, which was yesterday, Sunday. I hope everybody had a happy Easter. But we got a lot on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, actually. But we didn't do much on Friday. It was also Good Friday. But we did a lot on Thursday when we polled, and as well as Saturday was a big day of signature drives. We're going to be across the county, especially mostly in Quincy as well, because you can get any signatures anywhere. But we'll be posting a lot of stuff on Facebook. If you're not one of my Facebook friends and you want to sign the nomination papers to get us on the ballot, you're more than welcome to just contact me. Most people have my email. I've also done an email, debona2024@gmail.com,
okay,
which folks can go to and just get a hold of me for the campaign as well. It's been very, very positive out there. You know, a lot of folks have heard about what's going on over at the registry, and they're just not very happy with it. So it's a four-month election. It's September 3rd,
right, that's
which
the
is
primary.
A primary, yep. Democratic primary. And, you know, obviously, you know, that a Democrat or an independent voter or unenrolled can vote on September 3rd.
Yeah. Is there a deadline for collecting the signatures?
Collecting the signatures is April 30th.
Okay.
So basically, I have 30 days. Today is April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, by
yes,
the way, Joe.
This is not a joke, right? We really are running.
We're really running.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't want to put banter on what's going on at the registry. I'll let folks to let them know on their own to go research this stuff on your own.
Okay.
And you'll
all
find
right
out. You can always get a hold of the county director, mm-hmm, John Cronin. You can always call over there. You can email over there. And even Joe Shea or Peter Collins here next door, neighboring Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go right online and you can see a lot of this information.
Okay.
So
will you stay on as city councilor?
Yes, I will.
You will?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I was a full-time employee over there for 3 years. And over at the sheriff's office, I was a full-time employee as well. So
right.
I've done full-time employment at both jobs. And I really enjoy the counselor at large position,
mm-hmm,
as well. And a lot of the folks here in Quincy really want me to stay on. So I asked a lot of folks, and that's what their common denominator was. And I do like city government a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do like city government a lot. And, you know, obviously three children. So, you know, I like to do more.
Okay.
You know, I'm in my ninth year as a city councilor at large. I did 2 years as a Quincy School Committee.
Right.
So I'm basically, you know, 10th, 11th year of being an elected official here in Quincy. 4 years ago, I tried the register of probate. Had a really good race.
Mm-hmm.
Won six towns. Mm. Did really well. Six, you know, neighboring towns and did really well. And this is different. You know, I ran in a field of five for the last election, a register of probate. In this field, it's a head-to-head matchup. So
right,
it's a very different type of strategy. And I was, you know, my advisors and strategy group and team, campaign team has advised me to go a certain route.
Okay. Who's helping? You know, who's on
we have a good nucleus of people.
Okay.
I have not hired a campaign manager yet.
Okay.
We're looking into that right now as we speak. You know, when I left in February, I wanted to take a month off to see how things were going. Then it took another couple weeks, and I said, you know, the register is just still acting up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only word I can say. Still acting up. He's still doing this stuff. He's still asking for $100,000 of you know, attorney fees when they usually give $7,000 a year.
Mm.
He's still fighting and having conflict with the county commissioners. It's not smooth. It doesn't help city government here in Quincy because obviously the county commission is having a good relationship with them. Obviously, you know, the ARPA funds, the, mm-hmm, American Rescue Funds, we got a close upwards over $4 million that came to Quincy from those county commissioners. I've always been in government where you work together to try to accomplish, you know, and have solutions to government. But why is the registry of deeds not running correctly and there's bickering and there's suing and there's all this other stuff that has nothing to do with the primary purpose of the job.
Okay.
And that's the main reason, I think, that really enticed me to run. You know, it's just something that I thought would go away. I thought at some point, this is going to go away. But it's in the budget right now, and it's got to go through the Finance Committee and the Advisory Board. That $100,000 is sitting out there. This is taxpayer funds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the bickering that was going on over the last 3 years, there was a outside agency, a third party, the Abrams Group came in,
yes,
and did basically a overseeing a little more of an audit of the entire registry as well as the whole county. Then they had a Ripples Group come in for the Information Technology Group, and then they did a report on them. I think it's in the process of doing another audit on the registry of deeds. There's deeds excise involved. There's a lot of funding for the county government.
Mm.
I believe that's put into the county commissioners in the treasurer's office right now.
How much is the audit costing?
I don't think too much,
okay,
but I think the Abrams report, the Abrams Group, was $75,000.
Okay.
So You know, I don't know the process of the audits right now. Mm-hmm. There might be another audit that may not cost that much.
Okay. Do you know what the total budget is for the Registry of Deeds?
It's right around $3 million. I mean, $300,000 based on different needs that are in there. It's been ballooned up. Mm-hmm. It's been close to $500,000 at some point. Obviously, over the years, they've cut positions. If you look on the budget and you look on the different... it's up at $3 million. If you look at the budget, you can see and you can break down every line item that's okay. in it. And over the years,
so $3 million, right? Not 300,000.
No, 300,000 for employee. The budget. Top managerial positions, but overall $3 million, right?
Sure.
2.5, 3 million, okay. 2.6.
That makes more sense.
I'm looking at the non-managerial job.
Gotcha.
I mean the non-union jobs. But there's a lot of positions in there over the year, Joe. That, to be very honest with you, are almost like these straw folks that have left the employment, mm-hmm. but have still in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened in the past is a lot of those budgets, a lot of those line items for the particular positions
yeah.
have been approved, but not you know, the position
not
has
filled.
Not been filled.
So if elected, would you fill those?
If they're available.
Okay.
If they're available positions, absolutely.
Okay.
Another thing that the Register has done over the years is if someone leaves in, say, like January 1st, they might not fill the position until July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The 6 months of unfilled position, where does that funding go? The $60,000 position, $30,000 goes into almost like a free cash slush fund.
Mm.
The Register has been able to navigate a lot of this over the years. I think John Gillis, former county commissioner, kind of be rolling over in his grave,
wow.
saying, you know, and by the way, when Paul Harrell passed away in office, the county commissioners appointed him into the position, and they gave him the appointee, and then he ran for the election
right.
2 years later.
Right.
So it's just what's going on in the Registry is not the way you're supposed to run an agency.
So have you ruled out ever running for mayor of Quincy?
Oh, I'm never going to rule that
okay.
one out. That's
right.
never going to be ruled out. That's... But it's a 4-year term,
yep.
you know, and that's a long time from now.
Okay.
I when I ran for Register of Probate, I says 4 years, and it's been 4 years
yep.
now. It's three some years later, and here we are. And obviously, you know, with COVID, you know, March of 2020, here we're 4 years later.
Right.
And it's 4 years have gone by. So it 4 years is a little different than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my terms as a city councilor at large is a 2-year term, but 4-year term. It's a longer time.
Sure.
You know, and a lot can happen, Joe. Unfortunately, Bill Delahunt, the longtime congressman, just passed away. George Burke just passed away in the last month. Folks, you know, it's becoming a little more of a generational shift, unfortunately. And, George Burke was around 90 years old, and Bill Delahunt was 82. But it's...
You're feeling that the time
I'm feeling
ticking away
the time
now.
Is ticking away, you know, and
yeah.
It's just I always saw from the very beginning of getting into politics is you kind of have to how long are you going to wait for? You know what I mean, Joe?
Okay.
How long are you going to wait for these positions to open up? Or
and
unfortunately, when I ran 4 years ago, I ran for an open seat. 5 people ran for it. I says, oh, geez, we have 5 people's run for the seat. I did very well,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't win. And here it's a little different. You're going a little bit head to head. So. I think the waiting game is over, Joe. I think a lot of folks have kind of waited along for a little while to run for positions. And I think that it also, you know, I think it's important. The accountability of the person in office, you know, and the accountability of the Register has to be a little bit better than this.
Okay.
So it's been something I thought about for a little while, and
yeah.
I kind of left it alone. And then it's just... kind of difficult over there. And I feel for the employees that are currently still there,
mm-hmm.
as well as any new employees going in there. And, everybody loves Joe Shea, the county commissioner. Why would you, how can any, would you be able to fight with Joe Shea at all, Joe? Would you be able, I mean.
Choose your battles is what you're saying?
Joe Shea, the guy was the city clerk for close to 30 years, and the Register is fighting with the guy over stuff that is not the primary purpose of the job.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I dealt with it for 3 years over there. The Register tried to put me in the middle of all that, and I don't want to be in the middle of this.
Okay.
So I chose to not be an employee there no more, and it's been a good choice. But now we're moving into a different direction. It's been very positive out there. People have gotten hold of a lot of this information. You're shaking your head when you said, $100,000. For attorney fees, and the Abrams Group, and the there was a fire over there, and all these different things have happened. But, I think it's the best thing to do.
Okay.
It's the right thing to do.
We'll see you on the campaign trail. Anything else you'd like to share?
Oh, no, just, if anybody helps out with the campaign drive, with the signatures, we obviously got till April 30th, and I'll definitely be on here again to go over more information. But I really appreciate you having me in here this morning, Joe. But we'll have more information revealed. If you want to get a hold of me, Debona2024@gmail.com. You can also go look me up on my Facebook page, and I'm more than welcome to give you my phone number out in public, 617-448-8830 as well. So anybody can get a hold of me, phone, text, email, on Facebook.
Okay. Thanks so much, Noel.
Joe, we'll see you soon, we'll be back here in the studios to go over different stuff.
All right, sounds good.
The campaign. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.